In America today, teachers, cops, judges, and other so-called public servants make far more than the average taxpayer. And their pensions? Well, if the people knew, they'd join us. That's where you come in. Taxpayers United of America is embarking on a great new project to train activists how to take on the parasites in your communities. The entire process, from prying loose the facts to disseminating the truth to the people. The first of these great workshops is in Orlando, Saturday, March 7th. It's just $25. For more information, go to taxpayersunited.org/govpensions. All right, you guys, welcome back to the show. Right now, we go to Jared LaBelle from Taxpayers United of America. That's taxpayersunited.org. And they are new sponsors of this show. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Jared?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Very happy to have you here, and very happy to have your support for what I'm trying to do here. And
absolutely. You do great work, so, and I encourage all the listeners to also support your show.
Well, that's very kind of you. But anyways, you know, I was out of the room for a minute. I'm not sure if the ad has played yet on the show today or not. Maybe we'll get to hear it in the first break during the interview here. I'm not sure. But anyway, there's a new ad, and I've been trying to talk about it a little bit. And that's for this great project that you guys are doing, which is, of course, there's no conflict of interest whatsoever. It's exactly the kind of thing that I believe in and would like to do if I had, you know, clones, like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer has all the clones doing his work for him. So I would, this is exactly what I would do, is help you with this awesome thing that you're doing. So tell them all about this awesome new project that you guys have going there at taxpayersunited.org.
Well, right on. Well, yeah, absolutely. We're starting a workshop seminar series. We'll be visiting nearly a dozen states and hopefully more towards the end of the year. But our goal is to train activists across the country on what we've been doing for a while. Taxpayers United was founded 40 years ago next year, so we'll be celebrating a big anniversary. And basically, you know, you've talked on the show about how, you know, Ron Paul's run for the presidency was basically just big speaking tours on behalf of liberty. And in the process, he has been able to engage people to join the process, and that's really been the most important part of what he's done. And so I'm not comparing us at all to Dr. Paul. But in that sense, our goal is to teach taxpayers and activists on the methods we use for FOIA requests to find out how much exactly are these government, well, I was going to use a few other words, but government employees, how much are they stealing from taxpayers? And the numbers are absolutely staggering across the board. It is the number one budget issue facing every city, county, and state in America.
All right, well, so elaborate about that. Tell me some scare stories and some anecdotes and things to illustrate your point, if you could.
Sure, sure. Well, nationally, unfunded government pension liabilities exceed $4 trillion. That's one-fifth of the U.S. gross national product. In Illinois, more than 11,000 people receive six-figure pensions from the state. That's annually. So that's a, at the low estimate, over $1 billion annually, and then another 78,000 state pensioners receive more than $50,000 a year. So we're looking at billions and billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities. But a lot of times you start giving numbers like that and people's eyes glaze over, and it's not very tangible. But what we do is we help release the individual pension payments so you can see a list of people in your community, police, fire, municipal workers, government teachers, and you can see that, you know, your kid's high school teacher retired at 56, paid $150,000 or so into their pension fund, and the first year of their annual pension will almost recoup all of those costs with $128,000. So these people, this individual in particular, would make roughly $4 million in their lifetime over their pension benefits.
Amazing. Well, you know, especially right now when, you know, they say this is the recovery. The next crash is coming, I guess, soon enough, because this is as good as it gets, I guess, in the economy now. But it sucks. And unemployment is high and underemployment is high, and, and people are really hurting. And everywhere is the complaint about income inequality, income inequality. And it's easy, obviously. I'm somewhat sympathetic in some circumstances anyway about how much money some of these CEOs are making while people who work for their companies are making so much less or whatever like that.
Sure.
But then here you got the government employees who are not, you know, running successful businesses by any stretch, They're just the local public servants, and they're doing way better than the rest of us, their neighbors, and at our expense. As you say, they pay in $150,000. They get almost all of that back in their first year of retirement, and all the rest of us are on the hook for the rest of that. Talk about income inequality. Make any of these people work in the free market and see how much their wages and pensions would be. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and then how much better would the rest of us be off if we didn't have to, carry them on our back the whole time?
Well, I mean, look at that breaking story out of where I am. I'm in Chicago. The breaking story of the police and their apparent domestic torture dungeon in the west side of the city.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And, the top 1,000 Chicago police pensioners take in nearly $90 million from taxpayers annually. And that's only the top 1,000. And we're only talking about Chicago. So, I mean, just to really bring that home, I mean, Illinois itself is number one in unfunded pension liabilities. So, it is absolutely insane, and the numbers are staggering. And sometimes you have to, just kind of wipe your eyes and look again and say, is that really correct? How is this possible? Well, when has it ever been a good idea to put large sums of money in the hands of politicians and bureaucrats? Well, the verdict is in. It's 2015, and John Maynard Keynes was wrong. And so this has to be reversed. And so that's really the goal of our pension project is to we're going to introduce a little bit of our history, but it's really going to be focused on teaching the activists how to get into the nitty gritty of it all and being able to put in the FOIA requests like the heroic Jason Leopold. That guy is just wow. It is a hard process, and it's getting more difficult. States across the country are starting to hold back on some of the information that they're giving, and it's not due to any recent legislation. They're just making internal decisions that we're going to stop giving certain data points, and it's trying to stop the effective work that we've done. And really, we're one of the only organizations who have ever attempted something this large, and so we're very excited about the possibility of bringing more people in and kind of paraphrasing Albert J. Nock, improving society by presenting it with one improved unit. So if we can get one more activist who gets fired up about this, it'll be for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. And just think, everybody, about all the scandals out there. You got, 200,000-300,000 different little political jurisdictions of one description or another all over this country. There are so many of these government job holders, as I guess Mencken called them, out there with the corruption of their wages and their pensions, et cetera, just waiting to be discovered and turned into the local scandal until something's done about it. And I mean, this could really be a thing where you just have maybe even scandal after scandal cascading on each other and really make a national news story out of this. Because it's pretty much a guarantee, isn't it, Jer, that anywhere you go and FOIA these guys, you're going to have something worth printing in the paper once you get those papers back.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a scandal per suit here.
I mean, yeah, the numbers are just staggering, and it is an unsustainable system. And like you were saying about, having some sympathy for people, I mean, we are not trying to demonize government teachers and cops. I mean, to one degree or another. But, these individual people, it's not their fault. They're part of a system that, for better or worse, they're found a job and they're carrying out their job. But when you look at it at the end of the day, it's the system itself that needs to be changed, and that's why we need to focus on these individual payments and really get those lists of the thousands and thousands of people in every community and county and state, and you start just looking at the numbers and adding it up, and it cannot continue.
All right, hold it right there. We'll be right back and talk more about the upcoming series of workshops all across the country being put on by Taxpayers United for America at taxpayersunited.org. Hey, Al Scott here. If you've got a band, a business, a cause, or campaign, and you need stickers to help promote, check out thebumpersticker.com at thebumpersticker.com. They digitally print with solvent ink, so you get the photo quality results of digital with the strength and durability of old-style screen printing. I'm sure glad I sold thebumpersticker.com to Rick back when. He's made a hell of a great company out of it, and there are thousands of satisfied customers who agree with me, too. Let thebumpersticker.com help you get the word out. That's thebumpersticker.com at thebumpersticker.com. All right, you guys. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. It's my show, The Scott Horton Show. I got Jared LaBelle on the line. He represents this group, Taxpayers United of America, taxpayersunited.org. And we're talking about this series of workshops that they're putting on. I believe it's just $25 to attend. Am I right, Jared?
Yes, that's correct.
Just $25. And what they're going to do, they're going to a bunch of states, and I'll let him explain the details. But what it is they're going to teach you how to file the Freedom of Information Act requests to get all the data about your local civil servants' pension plans, etc., and then also great advice on how to get it out there, how to do a good press conference, how to get the local paper and the local TV stations talking about it, etc., like that. And I just think it's great, and I can see a future where this kind of takes off. I'm repeating myself now, I guess, about the cascading sort of effect. If this is a pretty major news story in a lot of major cities, then it becomes a national news story, and maybe even the possibility of some real reform as a result, that kind of thing. I know that's what you're working on. It sounds like a great idea to me, and not just because you're bribing me to say that. So tell them all about how they can participate, when and where, and et cetera like that.
Absolutely. Well, our first pension workshop for this round will be Saturday, March 7th. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That'll be in Orlando, Florida, at the Sheraton Suites, so Orlando Airport. You can find out a little bit more information, the exact address, on our website. We have a landing page at taxpayersunited.org/govpensions, G-O-V pensions. It's going to be great. Right now, we already have lined up following that. The 21st of March will be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and April 11th will be in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we'll have the entire list up momentarily with the event pages and everything, but it'll be $25 total. That also includes a catered lunch, which is really most of that cost. This entire program is fully funded. And we're looking to get people active in their local communities. And the most important thing is working through the beginning of the process of how do you even file a Freedom of Information Act request? Because they make it, of course, as complicated as possible being a government process. You have to find the right fund to contact, the right officer for each fund. Your draft request has to be very, very particularly worded. Otherwise, they can deny your Freedom of Information Act request. So that is the major part. And then following that, we'll be analyzing the data, showing people exactly how we calculate the pensions, especially for some states who have secrecy laws that hide some of our data points that we need. So we have to be able to estimate sometimes and calculate their lifetime payouts and the percentage of employee contributions. But as the example I gave, you know, earlier, a lot of times these people are in their first year of retirement, they are getting all of the money that they put back in, that they put into the system right back to them. So it's it is absolutely insane. And so with that, once you start seeing those numbers, our goal is to show activists as well how to garner media attention and how to you have to work with the press. And they're in the same boat as everyone else. They're taxpayers. And, you know, it really does cut across, I think, ideological lines. People may in one way or another, you know, go right or go left. But, you know, you have to take a good libertarian organization such as ours to say, hey, man, look at this. This is a bigger problem that affects all of us. What are we going to do about it?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, people, they always say, and it's amazing now that it's actually 18, you know, the national debt's $18 trillion. But then you always have, you know, kind of outlier economists saying, actually, you know, you want to take into account some more of these government debts across the country besides just the national debt. We're actually looking at tens of trillions of dollars worth of unfunded liabilities here. I guess it depends whether you take in all mortgage and credit card debt and whatever, but still, even just the government debt, it's so outrageous. You know, I don't know. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. It was going to be great, though. I'll ask you again. What's the date for Orlando?
Orlando will be Saturday, March 7th.
Saturday, the 7th of March. Okay, good.
in the Sheraton Suites Orlando Airport. And again, we'll have we have a nice little promotional set page at taxpayersunited.org/govpensions, mm-hmm. and we'll have that updated with the full list of states we'll be visiting, and we hope we'll be visiting quite a few more in the second half of the year. We'd love to make it back down to Texas. It's been too long, my home state, and you know, and in Texas in particular, just I looked up a few crazy facts, and the one that really stood out was the state's second largest employee retirement fund hasn't been properly funded by the Texas legislature for 19 of the past 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So they just have some kind of emergency appropriation thing that kicks in automatically kind of thing rather than actually passing an appropriation?
Yeah, I'm not sure on all of the details, but they definitely are behind on the schedule. And they're not even Texas itself isn't even the worst on the list. Illinois is by far number one for this unfunded liability issue. But yeah, I mean, you know, these numbers still aren't anything to joke around with. You know, a $7.5 billion shortfall is still that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah, indeed. All right, and then tell us more about the secrecy laws. Like you were saying, that this is really difficult to get around sometimes when you're filing these FOIA requests. I mean, don't give away the whole show.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, you know, even recently, localities in Illinois are refusing to give out the ages of pensioners when they retired. So that's a very crucial data point for us to help calculate some of their payouts over a lifetime. And we use cost of living adjustments based on IRS data to do so. And then they're doing other things as well, where they're increasing fees for FOIA requests, sometimes where nothing they cost absolutely nothing to file a request. Now they're increasing the fees to, you know, $10-$20 and much more than that, and then extending the amount of time that they have to respond to you. So they'll charge you money, then take longer to respond to you, and then deny you your claim, and you'll have to file again. And so for activists especially who are, you know, hard workers and don't have a lot of extra cash laying around, that is a huge stumbling block for trying to get this information out.
Mm-hmm. And now, so when it comes to doing these seminars, are you working with other libertarian groups? And I'm thinking particularly the young, like Young Americans for Liberty and Students for mm-hmm. Liberty and that kind of thing? To, you know,
that's funny you say that.
We've
actually we are reaching out to both YAL and Students for Liberty. We're also reaching out with a couple other national groups as well as their local affiliates and any other taxpayer groups, activist groups, and these localities. So we're hoping that everyone will come in and join us, and we'll have a great time.
Yep, sounds good. Okay, and again, that is in Orlando, Florida, at the Airport Sheraton, Saturday, March the 7th, will be the first one. And the website is, and I'll be running updated spots about all the coming events as they go on across the country here. But the website is taxpayersunited.org/govpensions. taxpayersunited.org/govpensions. And I do hope people will participate in this. I do hope you'll come to Texas, and then I can participate too. Because it sounds like a good project. And
absolutely.
So, you know, thanks again for everything, for sponsoring the show and for coming on today and for this great work.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We're very glad to be able to sponsor the show. You do tremendous work. And, you know, your show is the best around, I'm going to say it. And so I'm going to reach out to the listeners right now and say, hey, guys, besides helping us out, you also need to support Scott Horton.
All right.
So we really appreciate
you.
It. And
that's very kind of
glad to talk to you again in the future.
I appreciate it very much, Jared.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys. That's Jared LaBelle, taxpayersunited.org/govpensions. Hey, I'll Scott Horton here. It's always safe to say that one should keep at least some of your savings in precious metals as a hedge against inflation. And if this economy ever does heat back up and the banks start expanding credit, rising prices could make metals a very profitable bet. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, Inc. has been helping people buy and sell gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and they do it well. They're fast, reliable, and trusted for more than 35 years. And they take Bitcoin. Call Roberts & Roberts at 1-800-874-9760 or stop by rrbi.co. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson knows his stuff. He made a killing running his own hedge fund and always gets out of the stock market before the government-generated bubbles pop. which is, by the way, what he's doing right now, selling all his stocks and betting on gold and commodities. Sign up at WallStreetWindow.com and get real-time updates from Mike on all his market moves. It's hard to know how to protect your savings and earn a good return in an economy like this. Mike Swanson can help. Follow along on paper and see for yourself. WallStreetWindow.com. Oh, John Kerry's Mideast peace talks have gone nowhere. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for the Council for the National Interest at CouncilForTheNationalInterest.org. U.S. military and financial support for Israel's permanent occupations of the West Bank and Gaza Strip is immoral, and it threatens national security by helping generate terrorist attacks against our country. And face it, it's bad for Israel, too. Without our unlimited support, they would have much more incentive to reach a lasting peace with their neighbors. It's past time for us to make our government stop making matters worse. Help support CNI at CouncilForTheNationalInterest.org.